You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian-Sri Lankan community has gathered to grieve the loss of hundreds of countrymen killed in vicious coordinated attacks across their homeland. Together, they sang the Sri Lankan national anthem in a show of unity with the victims and their families.
Sri Lanka Mata, Abha Sri Lanka, Namo, 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 Namo Mata.
One community member, Fahim Majud, says he lost both family and friends in the church blast in Negumbo.
They were here, they were Australian citizens, and they went back about 3-4 years back to look after their mother, and unfortunately they got caught.
He says one of his friends, Monique Suriachi, was inside the church with her 10-year-old daughter Alexandria when the bomb went off. He says both were killed while her husband survived uninjured, as he had been parking their car when the explosion occurred. Fellow member of Australia's Sri Lankan community, Akila Majud, says the news of their deaths and all of the lives lost has hit close to home. She says she knew Alexandria for most of her young life and had been watching her grow up.
I've known her since she was like 2, maybe 3, which is really nice. And
Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed 2 Australian citizens are among those killed. Those gathering in Melbourne want peace, and vigil organiser Ravi Hashana says Sri Lanka and its people have had enough of the violence.
We don't need any more terrorism, we don't need any more war here, we need peace actually. We need my country development. That's why we're here. We're always thinking about my country, even if we're living here.
The vigil in Melbourne's Federation Square is the first in a series of planned vigils across Australia this week, as Sri Lanka and the wider community come together in solidarity and to support each other in grief. Their message is clear. They say no to violence and bloodshed. That's a message both Liberal and Labor leaders agree with Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Labor leader Bill Shorten taking time off from their election campaign to honour the lives lost. Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited a Sri Lankan Buddhist temple east of Melbourne, where he attended a colourful ceremony with a sombre undertone. Mr. Morrison says the Sri Lankan community's response to such hateful acts of terror are to be commended and are an example for all.
A day of sadness for the people of Sri Lanka, and I'm pleased that we're able to be here with the Sri Lankan community here and to participate in what was an absolutely beautiful event, full of hope, full of grace, full of faith, full of community, and that is, I think, the right way to respond to the acts of hate and violence that we've seen in Sri Lanka.
While opposition leader Bill Shorten also stopped on his campaign trail in Cairns to pay his respects to the victims. Mr. Shorten says those responsible are cowards and stole the lives of so many innocents.
It is unthinkable that people at prayer should be the subject of this cowardly terror attack, and we stand with Sri Lankan Australians. They're a mighty community, and we stand with Sri Lanka.
The Sri Lankan Consular General, Lal Raj Wickremutunga, is urging his countrymen to not let the terror attacks reignite feelings of division. He says the civil war ended 10 years ago, and people should not let a group of terrorists' actions disrupt the peace they have built.
They want Sri Lankans to be strong and not to give in to terror attacks or let them be disheartened, continue the good work towards reconciliation that they have been doing. Sri Lankan Australians have particularly been together, irrespective of religious or ethnic persuasions.
A sentiment echoed by Sri Lankan-born Uniting Church Minister, Reverend Dev Andrajan. He says the best way for the Sri Lankan community to respond to such hateful acts is with love and unity.
We will stand together as a united people that we will not give in to forces that want to divide us on ethnic or religions or other lines.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.